We now begin Maseches Zvachim. This is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, 1:1. I hope you had a chance to listen to the introduction, the sort of lengthy introduction which frames this. The topic of the first four chapters of Maseches Zvachim deal with machshavos, thoughts, which can invalidate a zevach, a korban, an offering. So the focal point here of our first perek here is the thought of shelo lishma, having the wrong type of zevach in mind. Let's just review. There are a total of four thoughts which can essentially ruin and invalidate a korban. They divide into two categories. The first two is shelo lishma, thinking the wrong korban, the wrong type of korban, of which there are eight, we said before in the introduction. The eight types of korbanos are the ola, chatas, asham, shlamim, toda, meiser, bechor, and pesach. So if you're offering a shlam and you think it's an ola or vice versa, that can invalidate the korban. Now, that's called lo lishma. There's a second thought which can ruin a korban, and it really has the same dinim as the first, which is shelo l'shem b'alim. You think the wrong person. So in other words, Reuven brought the korban, and you have Shimon in mind. And the lachas of those two are the same. They'll be discussed right now in our opening parak, opening mishnah here. The two other machshavos, which we'll discuss later on in the Masechta, are chutz lizmano, thinking the animal will be consumed by the mizbeach or the people eating it out of the proper time, and chutz limakomo, that the people who are going to eat the korban meat, whether you're talking about the mizbeach, the altar, or the people bring it, or the kohanim, have in mind, the kohen has in mind, that it will be done out of the proper place. So those are the four thoughts that can ruin a korban. When we say machshava, so according to the Rambam, it means just a thought you have in your head. However, Rashi learns, and Tosos also in a number of places, that for the machshava to be relevant, it has to be actually articulated verbally. He has to speak it out, that he has the wrong particular type of korban in mind for l'lishma, or wrong bailam, the wrong owner, when it comes to shloshim bailam. We'll assume the halachas like the Rambam, so it means just a thought that happened in the Kohen's head as he's doing the avoda. Now, it's specifically during the four steps of the blood avoda, the avodas hadam, that this is relevant. So what are those four steps? It's the shechita, the ritual slaughter of the animal, the kabbalah, the receiving of its blood into a klisharis, a consecrated vessel, the holacha, the bring of the blood to the mizbeach, and then the zrika, the application of the blood on mizbeach. If during any of those four stages, the Kohen has a thought that this is for the wrong type of korban, that's shelo lishma, if things for the wrong person, lo l'shem b'alim, wrong time, chutz lizmano, wrong place, chutz l'makomo, and that's when the invalidation can occur. Now, our mission is going to say that there's a difference between whether the offering itself is valid and whether the person who brings the offering is Yotzi his obligation. So what does that mean? Every offering has to, before it gets slaughtered, be verbally designated as such. So the person says, Hare zu chatas, this is my chatas offering. Or he says, Hare zu ola, this is my ola, my holy burnt offering. Okay, that invests the animal with sanctity. And now it can only be what he said it would be. So if he said it's an ola, it's got to be an ola. Now, if a person has to bring, let's say, an ola because he committed hare alai ola, prior to designating this particular animal to be an ola, he says, I take on a neder on myself that I will bring an ola to Hashem. So then, it's his obligation. So the Mishnah is going to essentially differentiate, saying that in such a scenario, the thought of having shlo lishma, having the wrong type of korban in mind, or also shlolish and bailam, if he has the wrong person in mind, that will not invalidate the offering, which means that we can proceed with the offering, and it will be eaten and offered in the mizbeach and so on. However, the person who had an obligation to bring the korban, either because he said, hare alai, took a neder to bring a tiklat kind of korban, or let's say he, you know, had to bring an asham offering, and now he's, you know, he had to get atonement for some sin, and we're saying he won't get the credit, so he'll have to bring another offering, even though the offering is valid. So that's the direction where the Mishnah is going here. Inside it says as follows. Kol hazvachim, all of the different animal sacrifices, shenizbechu, which are ritually slaughtered, shlo lishman, with the wrong type of offering in mind, ksherim, the offering is still valid, meaning we proceed. If the Kohen says, oh no, I thought this was a shlam, and it's meant to be an asham, so then that was a mistake, but the korban remains kosher, meaning we proceed. There's still a restriction to have the wrong thought again. We offer the blood, we offer the meat, or eat the meat, and so on. At the immorim gets burned, everything is normal. Ella, the only thing is, shalo alu lebalim l'shem chova. The people who had the obligation to bring this korban, the balim, the owners, they don't get the credit, meaning they haven't fulfilled their obligation. So although we'll proceed with this offering, and it'll be offered and eaten, and let's say even maybe the balim themselves will eat it, but still, they'll have to bring another one if they have to bring a korban, because this doesn't satisfy this obligation, because it's learned from Psukim that a person must have, the Kohanim, etc., must have the not have the wrong korban in mind. Worth noting, if the Kohen has no particular type of korban in mind, he just doesn't think anything, he just says whatever it's meant to be, that's what it is, that is going to be okay. We assume that every korban is meant to be as it's meant to be, and therefore, as long as the Kohen doesn't think the wrong thought, it's going to be totally valid. Okay, and therefore we'll see the instructions of the Kohen will be essentially to not have any particular korban in mind, so as not to make a mistake and invalidate things. Now the exception to what we just said is chutz min ha-pesach u-min ha-chatas. There are two korbanos of the eight types, which even if you have shlo l'shma thoughts, you have the wrong korban in mind, it doesn't just make it that the person who has to bring the korban isn't yotzi, it means the whole korban is invalid, meaning we'll stop the procedure, we won't offer the blood or the meat of the emurim, instead we'll just take it out of the basement and burn it elsewhere. Those are the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, and the Chatas, the Korban Chatas. Meaning, if a person is bringing his Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and they have in mind that this is something else besides a Pesach, all bets are off, have to start again from scratch. Same goes for a Chatas. If a person brings the Chatas offering, and for a moment the person, while he's doing the Kabbalah or the Holacha or the Zrika, for a moment thinks something else, another kind of Korban, so now the whole thing is invalid, and they have to essentially remove it all and take it out of the basement and burn it elsewhere. Now, what is the scope of this exception? HaPesach bizmano v'achatas b'chozman. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, it only applies to its proper time, whereas the Chatas, it applies at any time. So what is the proper time of the Pesach? What does that mean? The Korban Pesach is brought on the 14th of Nisan, what we call Erev Chag of Pesach. Okay, so it's specifically in that time where we have a potential problem, where the Pesach is especially strict. Which means, since the Pesach is sort of like a subcategory of Shlamim, which is revealed elsewhere, so if a person, you know, Pesach is coming soon, he designates this particular sheep to be, this lamb will be his Pesach offering, but then he shows up a week early to the Beis HaMikdash, he brings it that day, he says, this is my Pesach, you know, for next week, and they slaughter it then and there, having in mind, let's just bring this as a shlamim. So fine, it's not invalid. However, on Pesach itself, excuse me, on Erev Pesach itself, on the day that the Korban Pesach is shechted on the 14th there, so if he brings the Pesach, he says, it's my Pesach, and they bring it as a shlamim, then they'll say, oh no, it's invalid, take it off, get rid of it, everything ruined. Now, when is Bizmano exactly on the 14th? So it's a machlokas Tanaim, if we're talking about just Ben Harabayim in the afternoon of the 14th, because that's the only time really you can bring a Korban Pesach, or if it's the whole day of the 14th. The Bartanura, like Rashi learns, like the sheet, that it's just the afternoon from Ben Harabayim. But even in the morning of the 14th, if you have Lulish Mathot or Korban Pesach, it is, yes, kosher, okay, like anything else. However, the Rambam posits, like the other opinion, which is that the whole day of the 14th is a problem, and if any time on the 14th, even in the morning, the Kohanim have in mind a Korban other than Pesach, the whole thing's invalidated and has to be removed. As for the Chatas, is B'chozman, the Chatas, the sin offering, it's, of course, brought any day of the year, and therefore, any time of the year, if a person who's bringing a Chatas, the Kohanim think the wrong Korban in mind, think this is going to be a Asham, so now, nope, totally ruined, fine. But for all other Korbanos, repeating myself here, if the Korban has the wrong thought in mind, it's the wrong type of Korban, so then the Korban proceeds, the Korban's valid, the Korban will eat the meat, etc., but the person will have to bring another Korban to fulfill his obligation if he has one. Now, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, Af ha'asham, he says there's a third type of Zevach on the list of Korbanos that if you have Shlo Lishma thoughts, they're totally ruined and they can't be brought any further, and that's the Asham, the guilt offering. So, and he says, therefore, a Pesach bizmano, he agrees the Pesach only on the 14th. V'achatas v'asham b'chozman. When it comes to the chatas and the asham, they're a pair any day of the year. If they have lo lishma thoughts, for the wrong type of offering, it ruins both chatas and asham. Now, On what basis does Rabbi Eliezer say this? Well, the exclusions of the Pesach and the Chatas were based on Pesukim. There's no Pasuk that talks about an Asham needing to be Lishma, and therefore the Tanakhama doesn't hold to that. However, one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorin Hudresh Ben, one of the 13 ways in which the Pesukim can be Darshan, is through the Binyan Av, which is also known as the Mamatzino, just as we find. Mamatzino is the weakest of the Limudim, and essentially it says, if we have no good reason to think that A and B are not the same, we'll assume the halachos are the same. And since a chatas and an asham are both coming to atone for sins, according to Rabbi Eliezer, just as the chatas is invalidated entirely with shlo lishma thoughts, why should the asham be any different? Okay, and that's what he says explicitly. He says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, hachatas ba'al achet. The purpose of a chatas sin offering is to atone for a sin. Va'asham ba'al achet. And the same goes for an asham. When you bring your Asham Ilos, Asham Gazelos, whatever it is, it's coming to atone for a particular type of sin. So we have a Mamatzino. Why should we assume that differently? Ma Chatas Psula Shlo Lishma. Just as we find when it comes to a sin offering, the Chatas, that it's invalidated if it's brought with having the wrong type of korban in mind, Lo Lishma. Afa Asham, so too with a guilt offering, Pasul Shlo Lishma. It will be invalidated if it's not brought for the right type of offering. The reason for the changing from Psula and Pasul, etc., is because a Chatas is a female animal, whereas an asham is always a male animal. Okay, so that's the reason for the difference of grammar there. The Tanakhama disagrees with Eliezer. He says, you can't say mamatzino, you can't say, hey, why not? Let's learn one with the other, because they seem similar, because there's a lot of differences between a chatas and asham. The chatas is offered the blood above the chuta sikra, on the higher part of the mizbeach. It's applied differently in the four corners of the mizbeach, different than asham. They're different karbonos, and therefore, you have every reason in the world to assume that the halacha should be different when it comes to lo lishma as well. Therefore, the chacham disagree with the mamatzino of Rabbi Eliezer, and the halacha follows the chachamim, that it only apply, the stringency of invalidating korban for lo lishma thoughts only applies to the Pesach, Korban Pesach on Pesach Eve, the 14th of Pesach, and the Chatas all year round, but not the Asham.